From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Next week, spies and terrorists return to TV screens across the country in the Showtime series Homeland. They'll roam the halls of CIA headquarters and the streets of D.C., or at least it will appear that way. Homeland is really filmed in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's because of money. North Carolina is one of about 40 states that offer financial incentives to Hollywood productions. Well, some folks in Charlotte wonder if they're getting their money's worth. Julie Rose reports from member station WFAE.
Homeland's version of the CIA operates out of a boring, unmarked warehouse in an industrial section of Charlotte.
I'm going to go out and say hello on the set. Do you want to come?
If you, yeah, that'd be sure. Great.
Michael Click heads the production in Charlotte. We pass a darkened set fans would recognize as Sergeant Brody's patio.
This is affectionately known as Stage A, which is where we have the Brody set, we have Carrie's house, and then all this area over here to the west side is all of the CIA.
He didn't mean any of that. He doesn't mean any of that.
That's one of Homeland's stars, Mandy Patinkin. Another, Claire Danes, sits in a folding chair doing needlework to pass the time between takes. Homeland has been filming in Charlotte off and on for some 2.5 years. Seems the city's parks and stately neighborhoods double well for D.C. and its suburbs. But let's be frank.
Would Homeland be here were it not for the incentives?
No, Homeland would be somewhere else.
Every dollar Homeland spends filming in North Carolina, paying crew, renting equipment, buying props, all of it, qualifies for a 25% credit from the state. That's standard among the dozens of states with film incentives. North Carolina's used to be just 15%, but so many productions went to other states, lawmakers upped the offer, and it paid off.
Just good old-fashioned revenge.
Iron Man 3 became the first film to qualify for North Carolina's maximum film incentive, $20 million. Last year, productions including Iron Man 3, The Hunger Games, and Homeland claimed a total of $69 million in state credits. That's 7.5 times more than North Carolina paid in 2010 before it sweetened the incentives package.
It really puts us on a sort of like the hamster on a little spinning wheel. It doesn't get us anywhere.
This is Wells Fargo senior economist Mark Vintner. He says there is no argument that big productions dump loads of cash into communities where they film. But, and this is key, the incentives checks are written by state governments, often from their general funds. In a number of states, including North Carolina, film companies get far more money from the state's coffers than they actually pay in sales and payroll taxes.
It doesn't improve our labor force. It doesn't provide us with any new fixed assets that are going to improve our competitiveness for other firms. The only thing that keeps bringing folks here is our willingness to continue to give them money.
Studies by think tanks across the political spectrum say states could get more bang for their buck with a general tax cut. And lawmakers in many states are taking note. Arizona ended its film incentives. Iowa, Connecticut, and Idaho have suspended funding for theirs. North Carolina's package expires at the end of next year, which already has Hollywood studios threatening to move out. Homeland's Michael Click acknowledges the mobility of the industry.
We're very much gypsies. It was very much the circus comes to town, and we put up tents, and we do what we do, and then when the season is over or the show is over, we go away.
Earlier this year, film advocates carted skeptical North Carolina lawmakers to the Homeland set to meet a few of the 4,000 people statewide who work full-time in film as prop makers, carpenters, camera operators. They put in 15-hour days, earning at least $20 an hour for months on end. Local companies get a boost from filming, too.
Once you get them, you know, you don't want to ever lose them.
Rick Paris says Hollywood productions account for 25% of sales at H&S Lumber in Charlotte.
The Hunger Games, this whole back corner was full of, it was like the Hollywood Hotel. It was funny. They used 50 miles of 1x4s on that movie.
If North Carolina's film incentives dry up, that business will go to a lumberyard in some other state. Lawmakers are loath to face the prospect of losing thousands of film jobs, while North Carolina's unemployment rate remains well above the nation's. On the other hand, cutting big checks to wealthy movie studios in a time of tight budgets is tough to swallow, leaving states to struggle with finding their own Hollywood happy ending. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.